I didn't know, but they say Moreton Bay has more coral than the Caribbean. It's the most southern population, has the most of the southern populations of dugongs, easier to access than the Great Barrier Reef, and maybe worth more than $5 billion a year in tourism. That is according to Associate Professor Darryl McPhee, who's a marine biologist at Bond University and joins me to talk about maybe one of our greatest treasures. Dr. McPhee, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Mark.
Really? Is Moreton Bay worth that much to us and our economy?
I think it is. There's, and just as an example of how diverse and how important Moreton Bay is, there is one reef in Moreton Bay that has more species of coral than the Caribbean, and indeed more species of coral than the Hawaiian Islands. So it's a fantastically diverse area, and it is the playground for Brisbaneites and also many residents from the Gold Coast.
You say we take it for granted. What do you mean by that, and how do we do that?
We have a lot of focus on the Great Barrier Reef, which of course is marvellous, a lot of focus on managing it. But really, we have this unique waterway of global significance right at our doorstep. And the management of it can be fragmented. And we're not necessarily making the link between all the time between managing what happens on the land in the catchments and what happens in the water itself.
If you were able to write the checks, what's the first thing you would do to improve Moreton Bay?
I think the first thing is to start really large-scale oyster reef restoration. Oysters were a dominant feature of the ecosystem in the early days of European settlements. They've been lost, and oysters are one of the most threatened, if not the most threatened, coastal ecosystem globally. It's technically feasible to restore them, and oysters act as filters so they can filter out the excess nutrients, etc., that are coming from the catchments, which, of course, we still need to manage as well.
How would you rate Moreton Bay out of 10 in terms of its condition at the moment?
It varies depending on where we are in Moreton Bay. I think it probably gets a 7 out of 10. The western side probably gets a 5 out of 10. The eastern side gets probably a 9 out of 10 in most cases.
Okay, no, that's pretty good. 9 out of 10, but 5 not so good.
Yeah, yes, that's correct.
Okay, so overall, room for improvement, and you mentioned the oysters. Are we doing enough? How much more can be done, and how much would it need, or how much money would it take to do that?
It's difficult to put a figure on exactly how much money. We spend a lot of money on already on managing Moreton Bay, and that's good, because like I said, it is a precious environment, but we are the most rapidly urbanising area in Australia with a fragile ecosystem next to it, so we'll need to do a lot more in the future. And part of my book is to look for, is look in the future, and also look at what we do need to do given the projected growth in urban development.
Yeah, it's an interesting and fascinating topic, and one we've got to take care of. We've got a real treasure on our doorstep, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Dr. Darryl McPhee, who's an associate professor in marine biologist at Bond University. Remarkable, isn't it? More coral than the Caribbean, and we do take it for granted, don't we? Generates more than $5 billion each year in tourism, and the Port of Brisbane Authority was valued at nearly $12 billion.